Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for April 4, 2024, Easter Thursday. Taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 35 to 48. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way, how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. While the two disciples were recounting what happened to them in Emmaus and how they recognized Jesus at the breaking of the bread, Jesus appeared to them, and all of them were terrified. They were startled because they thought that they were seeing a ghost, despite hearing his voice telling them, "Peace be with you." Knowing their minds, Jesus showed him the nail marks in his hands and his feet, and on the side that was pierced. And then he asked them for food, and he ate in front of them. But still, they were unbelieving. That's why Jesus told them, "You see, I have told you about this. And besides, you heard the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms telling you about what will happen." But still they were startled and terrified in disbelief, until Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And here we will notice that all of the scriptures, there is only one sense and this is it. And Jesus gave them the only content and jest of the scriptures. He said, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." You see, all the other parts of the scriptures are good. They can be used as norms for a good living, for a good behavior. But then, they will become useless unless you believe that the Lord is risen from the dead, as he said. Resurrexit, sicut dixit.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.